Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to FilmSack. This is a special watch-along episode of FilmSack, because some of us are out of town, and that's what we do when we go out of town. This is too much information you don't need to know. Anyway, my name is Scott. We got Brian, and Randy. Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Happy, we were just saying, 12th anniversary of us watching Star Trek together.
Oh, weird.
Oh, wow.
Weird. Yeah, that's true. We watched Star Trek together at Nerdtacular 2009, and we got our first taste of one of the Hemsworths who would go on to be Thor, playing Kirk's dad. I remember that being a big deal. Yeah. So, yeah.
Man, this feels like the Twilight Zone or something weird.
And I'm telling you, we all watched Star Trek together, but what's more importantly, we all went to Scott's house and just filled the yard.
Yeah, we had a whole party there.
Mm-hmm. You guys got to go back to Scott's house?
Oops. Yeah, if you were here, you'd have been there, jerk. Just kidding.
I was there.
Oh, you were there. That's right. Go. You were at my house. What are you talking about? You were there the whole time.
And you drove around the Lamborghini. Did anybody else drive the Lamborghini?
No.
Hell no.
We recorded intros for all the shows, too.
It wasn't my Lamborghini, unfortunately. But
there was this party at a park where we were on this big gazebo.
Yeah.
And that was just so pleasant.
It was
like perfect weather, Lamborghinis.
Great.
It's crazy, though. I now live.
Star Trek cakes with a lot of fondant.
Yeah, lots of fondant.
I forgot about that.
And I live now exactly a block and a half from that park, which is nuts. Anyway.
People do not forsake your wonderful times with one another as we start to come out of this pandemic.
Yeah.
That's right.
Keep your memories close and your enemies even closer. All right.
You know what,
fondant back at the house.
Yeah.
Something else we've done, Scott, is about a month ago, we sacked a movie called Real Steel.
Yeah. We did.
Oh, yeah.
Which spawned us to want to watch a watch along of The Twilight Zone, the original series called Steel. And
that was based on the same source material.
Yes.
About a boxer, robot boxer.
Right. And if I remember, this was like Real Steel is like the second or third sort of iteration on the original concept. But this is supposed to be kind of the originating
closer
stuff. Yeah.
Right.
The way they describe it is in the future, boxing is performed by mechanical robots. A manager faced with a broken client decides to enter the ring himself and replace him. So we'll see how this goes. This is season 5, episode 2, or you can just search for the title Steel on Netflix and watch this along with us in your ears. That's the whole idea here. So we all get to see it together, you guys included. And we're going to do that after a countdown of 3, 2, 1. But before that, pause and go get it synced up. Oh, hi. Welcome back. You've paused and synced up. Good to see you back here. So now we're in the black right here at the beginning. We're about to hit play, and we'll do it in 3, 2, 1.
I think about this all the time. I have listened to our watch-along episodes without the source to watch. And right. I wonder if I'm sure people do it. I'm sure they do. They just they have the podcast playing. They just finished the last episode. They're into this one. Yeah. They can't be bothered to go start the show.
Right.
And I think it is so funny when it lines up with like whatever you're doing. You're mowing the yard and you see something. And I don't know. I just think about that all the time. Like
what was that weird posable doll?
The doll with the hair. I was going to say
the artist
thing.
Doll with blonde hair.
Yeah, that was
like
weird.
Barbie hair, like they grafted it on or something. Ooh, no, two sun-kissed park.
Two sun-kissed park.
Oh, wow. Get some orange.
Number two bus.
Yeah, some orange drink.
Why did we stop spelling K-I-S-S-E-D? Why did we change that?
Oh,
because of the beverage.
Oh, sun kissed. Yeah. Oh, is that why we changed? Well, no, we didn't change it. They just use it for that brand in a different way, right?
This guy's got Heelys on there. Look at that. He's their Heelys originator.
These are actual skates.
Those caster wheels always come off my office chairs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They used to make skates like that. You attach them to just some shoes. You just
really
didn't get. Yeah. Don't you remember the slide in? Did you remember the slide in types?
Like, I remember the slide in types, right? Like they were a whole metal rail on the bottom of your shoe.
Yeah. But I think the shoes are made like they make.
And when I say I remember them, I didn't have them. I'm not that old.
Dude, did you guys see that? In the vast future of 1974 is when this takes place. Yeah.
Look at this gimp suit coming up in here.
This is what diners are going to look like in 1974.
Well, we're the same hats.
That's the grossest, stainiest, oily.
It's so filthy.
There's a person in there.
Yep, there's a dude in there.
There's a person.
Oh, look who, James Holden. What's his name?
Police Squad and
Dirty. Dirty. Yeah, Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, Dirty Dozen.
Yes. Name is number five.
I can't think of his name, but he's
Johnny Five is alive. He don't want to be dead.
Look at the sweat coming off these dudes.
Imagine that robot. He's got to be sweating.
Is it James Holden? No. Richard Holden?
Just needs, a little. Just a $3,000 or $4,000. Oh my gosh. $3,000 or $4,000 in 1974. What, 74 money?
They're. This is supposed to be 74 that they're in, but the show was made in 63.
Oh, look. They got beer. It says beer on the label. It says beer.
George Kennedy.
George Kennedy. That's close. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Boy, they're sweaty.
Yeah, I mean, you don't think about it, but all these, studio lights and everything back in the day like that, no AC.
That's not George Kennedy. That's Lee Marvin.
Lee Marvin.
Oh, it was Lee Marvin?
Lee Marvin, yes.
Well, it looked like George Kennedy. George Kennedy was the guy from the Police Squad movies.
Both felt right. Both felt right for some reason.
It did oil seem paste. Right. Gross. You're right. Lee Marvin. Sorry. Yeah,
where do you put the oil paste in the robot? You have to put it like in between his thighs so he can go faster.
When he rides his bicycle for long periods of time.
He died in 87 at the age of 63. I wonder if he saw Predator. Macho.
You got to go back.
George Kennedy is not a suspect.
No.
Why are they so sweaty? What's happening right? They're inside like a sauna cafe.
Well, the future is hot.
Remember, there's no central cooling.
In 74, there would have been. Well, I guess they didn't know that.
It's the original hot yoga. This is
the Bikram Diner.
Yeah, Bikram Cafe.
Gosh, the Sun-Kissed Park.
He's so angry.
Oh, can you imagine if he took his jacket off, like the sweat pits?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude.
Like he's pitting hard.
Almost be connecting across his chest. They'd be so...
Right. You know, by the way, this is almost reeks. Word for word the Real Steel movie right here. Is it? Yeah. Maxo, though. I think it is Max. What, did Maxo or something? Or Max like that?
Wasn't no,
that
the, it was the main,
the big guy?
What
was it?
Ajax? No, what was?
Ajax. That was it.
Shit. I don't know.
Brillo pad was
Brillo. Yeah, it was fighting. Brillo.
It was Ajax and Brillo pad.
Oh,
look, I'm Rod Serling. I'm just sitting over here
and not sweating. Why is he not
hot.
Sweating?
It's not hot in this part of the diner, but
I know we all look like 68-year-old men, but really we're in our 30s.
It's funny. He's not smoking in this one, but he does have an ashtray there.
It is a crystal ashtray, and it is pristine.
Yeah. Look how clean that thing is.
That is a beautiful paperweight.
Yeah, this is season five, so maybe, was he still smoking? Did he smoke all the way through?
I thought he smoked all the way through.
I thought he was always cigaretting it.
Yeah.
So this is news to me that he didn't do it here.
I need one of those sugar dispensers in my kitchen for the rest of my life.
We have one, but obviously it's stuck. The little flap is supposed to be down to keep things from getting in there. Yeah. I can't read what that says. Like this. Is that an alien language?
Yes.
It says boxing.
Thank you, Randy.
Oh, I get it. I yes, it's backwards. It's boxing backwards.
Yeah.
Maynard Flash versus Battling Maxo. Six rounds to the depleted battery.
Oil paste leak.
Okay, I need a series where these guys just walk around their dummy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's, man.
I love how this is so normalized that no one his stupid skate fell off again.
Yeah. And this is like real still where their robot boxer's kind of fallen apart and is.
Yeah.
They got to make money.
I don't know what things were like back in the 1950s. Obviously, they're just showing you, but we had really good roller skate technology by the 80s.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Way better than this.
Obviously, they didn't have napkins in the diner. They just wiped their hands all over that cloth.
Imagine if moon boots were more popular. Was it called moon boots? We've had this discussion before.
I had a moon boot.
The ones with the trampolines in them.
Yeah.
We've had this discussion before.
They're not moonwalkers. They're moonwalkers or something like that.
Moonwalkers, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see a robot in one of those.
I apologize if I said this before on FilmSec. It was a really big deal when I was a kid and the roller skate rink got something called precision wheels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This was like a new development for roller skates.
Precision wheels?
Do we still have to lick lead pencils? Do we have to do that? Go ahead. It's Randy. Like,
second time he's counted that same stack of money in his hand.
Right.
And he writes something down and then he
counts
it again.
Look at that concurrent money he's counting too. What is that?
Yeah. That's the 74 money.
You know what? If he makes a mistake with that deposit, he's going to ruin Christmas.
Oh, he totally is.
And Bedford Falls is going to crumble.
Yep. He really will.
Oh my gosh. Someone dab him off. Look at him. This guy's not as sweaty.
So hot. And you know what? Even though it was hot as sin back then, no air conditioning, we all decided it was still a good idea to wear full suits and hats and everything else.
Yeah, it's a different time, man. Like, I kind of wish, weirdly, I wish we lived in a time where everybody wore suits all the time.
Look at Al Bundy over here. Look at this guy. Ah, Peg.
So I assume they're arranging a fight. Trying to convince him that
probably requesting money pre-requesting money for the fight.
Yeah.
Well, trying to arrange a fight, and Spider-Man's going to be here shortly.
This guy, I'm just not even going to bother with my tie.
Yeah, it's too hot. Aren't you guys hot? It's hot in here.
Yeah, y'all notice how hot it is.
God, that looks like Jerry Seinfeld's dad.
Well, yeah, it does.
Without the giant glasses.
My wallet's gone. My wallet's gone. I love that. Oh my gosh, it looks just like Morty Seinfeld. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It does. Is it any coincidence that the robot's head looks like one of those speed bags upside down? Is that?
He doubles as a speed bag for the human fighters. Yeah. Sweet.
The heavyset guy is named Merritt Bohn, the actor.
Mm. Okay.
And you do not recognize him from anything after 1968 because he stopped.
No. He stopped living or acting? Yeah.
He stopped acting and then breathing.
And then breathing.
Okay. Shortly after. Yeah. Don't tell us too soon.
He looks like a guy that likes a good plate of meat to me.
Right. Now, did he say the fight was going to be at 9 a.m.? Did I see that right?
Yes.
That
one? Yeah. 9 a.m.
You get a good crowd at the arena.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm not at fighting. 9 a.m. Yeah, I'm not fighting.
The weddy womb.
The weddy womb.
Oh, look at these devices that are so huge. And nowadays they're like
they have a dial. Yeah.
Oh, now they're taking
not
them
mobile
off.
No more, buddy. Yeah. You it's got funny, the oil paste.
You always want to figure out, is this the part where they have the dummy under the package or is it the real guy? I think now it's the real guy.
Yeah, I think it's the real guy.
He's thicker. Yeah, he's thicker when he's not the dummy.
No more cuts. No more cuts. We're gonna go straight into the
he's
dummy.
Wearing a robe. What do you even need the outside thing
for?
I think it's the guy.
Oh, you're right. Oh my God, he's hideous.
Ooh, that is a bad terrifying. David Letterman mask.
Yeah.
That does look like Dave.
Oh my God.
Old Dave.
He's such a masher.
Like mid-80s Dave.
Yes, exactly.
Weird.
Our idea of what an android looks like.
Look at this.
They got
that wasn't even plugged in anything.
What is this? A subpar, I tell you.
They got tubes in there, man. That's terrible. Right.
Tubes are way better.
Couldn't they have at least painted his arm skin like silver or something?
Right.
What's in his eyes?
Ugh. I don't know, but it's gross. Save it. Come on.
I'm Lee Marvin, and you know my breath is bad.
He just looks like a guy where you just know he's got the worst
Those are like glass eyes that are in the prosthetic that's over his face.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
They're not like probably touching his eyeballs. He's probably got his eyes actually closed. Oh,
they're probably totally touching his eyeballs. This is Yeah. They didn't care about these actors.
He's like, yeah, you think it's hot out there?
Right. Right.
The similarities
are real. Mask and these hot lights.
These similarities to the movie it's weird me out because they're a lot. This is a lot alike.
Yeah, a lot like it. Yeah.
Why did he have skates? Right.
Because
they
roll them around.
Wheel them around. Yeah.
You ever tried to carry a robot? Jeez.
Useful. Here.
Look, that clock back there is melting. Look at it. It says melted.
Alpador Dolly decorated this room.
Are those buttons on his back?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
right above his butt.
They only show it in one cut, but yeah, it's supposed to be on his back.
This thing.
You know what a robot needs? Hairy arms. Gross.
Yeah, if you're gonna make a robot,
he has half hairy arms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if the cut man could cut that guy. Those eyebrows are big.
Why the hell would you fix the collar on a robot?
I don't know.
Just, everything about it is just... would you give him a half head of hair? But he's balding.
Right.
His male pattern baldness robot.
Oh, he's broken.
Oh, what did you do? You broke it!
Is it a sound?
You.
There's a sound going like a...
Yeah.
We don't use that enough anymore.
Oh, yeah. This is also a newsroom, Scott, and they have an old ticker tape.
That's what it sounds machine. Like. Yeah. Like a room full of 1940s typists.
Oh, is that? Oh, I thought it was Velcro at first. It was not.
That whole robot is driven by 1, 2, 3 AA batteries. Whole robot.
Yeah. I can't. This is back when we thought that tubes, like in television tubes, were still going to be the future.
Yeah.
Before the silicone chip.
Why not?
At what point do we meet Lee Marvin's long lost son that he never knew he had?
Yeah, when does that happen? When does Wasp help him?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Don't kiss.
Or
don't.
Do.
Oh, dude. You know he's got the worst breath. Cigarettes mixed with like freaking bologna. Ugh.
Cigarettes mixed with bologna. What'd you eat for breakfast?
Eight black coffees.
Oh, this robot not programmed to love.
Lee Marvin at 32.
Yeah. He's 32 years old.
Looking 90. Oh, maybe he's like the Wasp lady.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I could put on that robot mask.
I could fool them all.
I got a plan. Sounds like something right out of Three's Company. What's that?
I call that Jack Tripperin.
No, that's 1974. That works.
Oh, yeah, that would fit right in, wouldn't it? Oh, his name is Steel.
Oh my
God. Yeah, his name is Steel. Yeah.
Okay.
I just looked it up. Lee Marvin is 39 here.
Yeah.
He's 39. Yeah.
That's so effed up how old those guys looked when they smoked like they smoked.
Mm-hmm. I thought Chesterfields were supposed to make you young.
That's what I was. That's what 4 out of 5 doctors told me.
That's what the doctor said.
Yeah.
I just want you to, if you're not watching along at home, guys, Lee Marvin, famous actor, big man. He legit looks 53 to 56.
Oh, yeah. Easily. That's,
I mean, black and white doesn't help either, but.
Well, even his color stuff, like movies around this time.
Oh boy, that was pretty aggressive. Jeez,
he is very aggressive. Well, he's 39. He's got the heart of a stallion, man. He's into it.
Yeah. I don't think that actor was expecting that. I'm afraid now.
Oh, I get it. So he's super aggressive and tough, and they're building you up to understand that he could get in the ring with a robot, right?
Right.
Okay.
Robot. I can fight a robot.
In the ring with the robot. I was making a joke earlier.
Oh, he's definitely getting.
No, he's definitely doing that.
That's the whole story, right?
Mongo like candy.
That's so dumb. All right.
You finally get a towel.
Surely Mongo isn't in there in these shots, right? Like you wouldn't make an actor hold.
He's got some weight on this one. I think he's in there.
I think he's
in there. Hey, my pants are pulled up to my nipples.
I think he's on a hand truck. I bet he's on a hand truck.
Forget that's right above the belly slope.
Or it's probably just one of those things on the ground, like a dolly with a couple of wheels. They're not showing his feet.
Mm-hmm. He's the Battling Maxo. Oh, okay. So he's that's actually still in there right now. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I got you. Yeah. You're going to have to towel me off.
Yeah.
He talks pretty good with a ball gag in his mouth. I'm impressed.
There's jokes on him. They're wheeling him into an Eyes Wide Shut party as we speak.
Oh, no.
Do they need showers?
It'd be funny robots? Underneath the showers sign. It'd be really funny if underneath it there was an arrow pointing the other way saying growers.
Showers.
Nice.
Oh, you're so funny. That's nice. Amazing.
Oh, look at that one.
That guy's a new model.
I think
look at that
guy.
He's
the same guy. Yeah. He looks the nice. Same dude.
He doesn't have a funny face at all. Mm-hmm.
Everybody in that room is smoking right now.
Oh my gosh.
And sweating.
That guy's 15.
I can't get over how much sweat there is in this TV show.
Yeah.
Foomp. Is he gonna?
Is there an episode of The Twilight Zone that explains why everybody's so sweaty?
Did he give himself Spock eyebrows? He's like, I'm a robot. Look at my eyebrows.
Oh, that looks just like that famous boxer Steel that is the person who owns Battling Maxo.
Heading in this corner.
This microphone is going to hit me in the head in just a minute.
You should hear this guy, Dunaway.
Oh, right. Dunaway's not hearing the sound, dude.
Yeah, I'm subtitling it.
Truly legendary ring announcer voice.
Is it this guy here?
Rattling Maxo, you mean?
And his opponent.
Oh, B7. All right.
He's calling out your number at the DMV. B7.
I'm about to kick your trash.
He's the Maynard Flash.
Robots.
Whoa, that made metal sounds.
They've made a huge mistake.
Steel's eyes are too human.
Still, even with his hair
like
that.
Umbro shorts, those are nice.
Still looks 60. How is he 30?
Oh, Lee Marvin now looks even older.
Well, he's dead now.
He is older.
Oh, you mean in this haircut?
Yeah. I mean in this scene versus the previous scenes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say. He definitely looks older now.
He looks really bad right now.
I could describe it, but I don't think you want to know. Wow, this is. I mean, can't they tell?
Isn't the Twilight Zone? Isn't the Twilight Zone supposed to have a twist? Is there a twist coming?
Probably. It turns out everyone else is a robot.
There's not always a twist.
They gave up on that in season 5.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to guess, right? Like, oh, it turns out everyone's a robot or something.
That's what it would be. He would be the only human, or he's the only robot.
Yeah, those are the ones
we
remember the most, but that's not always what happened. Yeah. I mean, like even the one with the boy who had all the powers. I mean, it just kind of ends. It's like, yep, kid's got the powers, got the mind powers.
Nobody in the audience is saying, oh, why is that robot making facial expressions?
Right. Yeah. And going, ook, 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 ow.
Yeah, this audience is dumber than the premise.
And breathing heavily.
And so human in every way.
Yeah, it's sweating. Why is that robot sweating so much?
Ooh, Lee Marvin's got a bad left. Yes. His left.
I don't get it. Is the actual robot programmed to feel something? Because if not, who cares?
Yeah, it's robots fighting is dumb.
That dude's pretty scary. That boxer, whoever's playing the actor, he's pretty impressive.
What the hell was that? I like when he's swinging first person because he's not actually hitting.
I can't see him.
Where is he?
Back here.
Okay, so the twist needs to be.
You get one shot and you just tap him on the shoulder like that?
Back here, buddy.
The twist needs to be that he deactivates his opponent.
Well, that's what I would have thought you would have done. I mean, the buttons are right there.
Right.
He's no longer in my view. He has gone behind me.
One of the upgrades of the B7 model is a circular panel on the back.
I saw that. Yeah.
It's a real upgrade.
It's all the rage in 74.
Sit down.
B7 also has evenly distributed arm hair.
That's how you know.
That robot's bleeding. Hold it now. Come on.
Hold it now.
Stay down, Rocky. Stay down.
Stay down, Rock.
Why is that robot panting on the mat?
Yeah. Why is there blood? Didn't he say if they see blood, then we say it's an oil leak?
Yeah.
Oil paste.
But oil's,
oil can.
Oil's black and not red.
We're not in black and white. The Maynard Flash.
Yeah.
Wee boo.
The Maynard.
Oh,
the
microphone. Hi, Hitler.
Yeah. The robots are Nazis.
Right. Boy, you got to get that car cover over the head as quickly as you can. Apparently, whenever you're transporting your robot.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Robot the, sad.
I'm here to tell you the audience sucks. They're bad. They're a bad audience.
This is almost over and I still don't understand where it's going.
Right, exactly.
Like I said, sometimes he's just in. They just kind of like,
I guess humans will never replace robots.
Yeah.
Not as easy as it looks, is it, human?
I couldn't see where you went. Oh, shit.
Maybe we'll find out that the other robot was also a dude.
Right.
He just wants to love. Oh, I think most of that is the hair dye coming out.
He's got a little Rudy Giuliani situation.
That's right. Yes.
Now, he didn't need to win, right? He just needed to compete so that he could get the money so he could go back east, right?
I think so. I think that's the deal.
At the top.
Yeah, he needs to reunite with his son after the mom died.
Exactly. They've got to go on like a cross country trip to arm wrestle or something.
Oil can.
Oil can.
Can. Put a.
I'm just going to lay here on the floor with this perfectly balled up towel supporting my head.
Yep. That worked up all right. Is he wearing like,
how'd you like that? This is where he personifies the robot.
And then they made love.
That robot was my long lost son.
Oh, here comes the twist, I'll bet. They've swapped bodies.
The robot's laying there, right?
Yeah, it's going to be the robot. Something like that. Nope, it's him.
Nope. I was the robot all along. Only gave half of it. Oh. What?
Five C's? How much is five C's? 500?
500, yeah.
That's not a lot of money back.
C note.
It's not enough. Was it worth it, Lee Marvin?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I don't need all my teeth.
In France, he's known as Le Marvin.
Le Marvin.
Le Marvin.
Ah, look who it is. Is this the Marvin?
How much
more
is
of that oil paste?
Yeah, how much is that stuff? Yeah, oil paste, see?
Yeah, oil paste.
It's like that monkey semen stuff you put on your CPU. What's that called? I thought this was what we used to call it when I worked at a computer place. It was called, I think we called it monkey semen, but it was thermal grease. That's what it's called.
Oh, okay. Thermal paste, thermal grease.
Thermal paste, yeah.
You know, we called it monkey semen for some reason.
Because you were a bunch of childish men.
This is the whole thing? Over.
That's how it sometimes just ends. Over. Yeah. This is how it sometimes it's just, you know, it's just like, food for thought. The Twilight Zone.
So the Twilight Zone is just the near future and people suffering. Okay.
Did that guy die? He just die?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Did Lee Marvin just perish? No?
No.
Are you sure?
Take a little nap. Just a little nap.
I feel like he died. Maybe.
Not according to the plot description.
Okay.
Right.
So he didn't die. All right. Well, that makes me happy.
Humans win.
Humans win once
Hooray!
Again. There you go, everybody. We hope you enjoyed our fun little watch along. We'll be back with a normal episode next week. And we're watching the new Zack Snyder Army of the Dead.
That's right.
Brand new. I think it's the
freshest
thing.
I wonder if
there'll
be slow motion and a blue tint.
Probably.
If not, I'll get my money back.
Yeah, I want all my money back if that's not true. I think it's where he's best, so I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah, actually. For sure.
It's going to be good.
I need it. I desperately need it to be in a widescreen format. Like, please in a widescreen format.
Oh, yeah, don't pull that. Oh, if they try to do that 4:3 thing on me with this, I'll be annoyed. And I didn't know about that till Snyder cut day, right? Like, you didn't know they were doing that until they did
it.
So maybe we're going to get hosed. Who knows? All the previews are widescreen, so hopefully we're good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so come back for that. That'll be our freshest take we've ever done on this show. So
I actually want to ask also the listeners, if you would email us and suggest something we could watch along next time. That's like, you know, streaming somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very interested. Mm-hmm. I've been looking for the next time. You know, just thinking about it and like, man, it's kind of slim pickings out there. So like,
yeah, give us a weird
would you
something.
Watch along.
Yeah, I heard somebody told me the other day that there's an I Love Lucy episode where Superman is there. I'm not saying we want to watch that.
The old Christopher, George Reeves?
George Reeves shows up. Yeah, and they do a crossover. And the point is, like, there's got to be, everybody's got something out there they've seen where it's like, oh, remember when the Dukes of Hazzard saw the aliens? Which we did, I think, on here, didn't we, as a watch along with the alien? If we didn't, we should. Mm-hmm. Dumb shit like that is what we're looking for. So
I'd like to watch some depressing crap.
A very special episode.
I would like to watch a very special episode of something.
Yeah, that
would
be. Mr. Right. Carlson and the kid from Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
Yeah.
That's fun to make fun of.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you got an idea,
maybe that's like the topic. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. That's true. That's true.
Maybe something
we can
different.
Just sit here quietly and uncomfortably. Oh, I can't believe they raped Edith.
Oh, they did. Oh, no. That was real. That happened.
Yeah. That was real.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Edith Bunker! I hope she's okay now.
So, like my example here, that's funny. I went looking like what are some series that we could potentially find a terrible episode in the middle of? Mm-hmm. And my examples of I'm surprised that this is what's streaming were Criminal Minds and Dawson's Creek. Mm. I'm not saying I want to watch Dawson's Creek, but if there is an alien invasion episode of Dawson's Creek, right. Let us know because I want to watch it with these guys.
There you go.
Have we've never considered watching the Jump the Shark episode of Happy Days, right? I mean, that's like.
Is it streaming is what I'm asking.
Yeah, that's the hard bit. We got to find it streaming somewhere, but that would be great. I would love to see that because that's infamous, man.
Yeah,
we should wrap our tendrils around that thing. So anyway, if you're out there and you hear that and you're like, oh, yeah, I got ideas. Filmsack@gmail.com. OK, all right. Well, that's going to do it for the show. Thank you all for being here. We'll be back next time. Until then, bye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.